From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the U.S. is, in his words, here to stay in the Asia-Pacific region. To underline the point, he's visited the base in northern Australia, where about 2,500 U.S. Marines and other military personnel will eventually be stationed. He spoke to Australian troops there.
Some of our Marines will begin rotating through these parts to train and exercise with you and to work as partners across the region for the security we all want.
Earlier, the president told Australia's parliament that the U.S. commitment to the region will not be affected by any budget cuts.
As a result, reductions in U.S. defense spending will not, I repeat, will not come at the expense of the Asia Pacific.
The president has arrived in Bali, Indonesia, where he'll attend a summit of East Asian nations. Mr. Obama lived in Indonesia for 4 years as a boy. At least two rockets have been fired in Afghanistan's capital, presumably at an assembly tent where more than 2,000 national delegates are discussing a partnership agreement with the U.S. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports at least one person was injured.
Afghan authorities say the rockets missed the assembly tent by about half a mile at 8 a.m. local time before the day's meeting started. It's the second day of a four-day Loya Jirga, or Grand Assembly, where delegates from across the country are discussing the possibility of peace negotiations with the insurgency and also a long-term strategic partnership agreement with the United States. The partnership deal is controversial because it might include long-term U.S. military bases in Afghanistan. The Taliban have threatened to kill anyone attending the meeting, but so far it has proceeded according to schedule. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Federal regulators are targeting a copper smelter in Arizona for continuous emissions of toxic substances. NPR's Howard Berkus says the violations have yet to be made public.
The violations at the Asarco copper smelter in Hayden, Arizona, were disclosed to NPR and the Center for Public Integrity during a joint investigation of toxic air pollution in the town. The Environmental Protection Agency says Asarco has continuously violated federal pollution standards, pumping out illegal amounts of arsenic, lead, and eight other dangerous compounds. Asarco disagrees and says it will vigorously contest EPA's action, which could involve millions of dollars in fines and new pollution control equipment. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Severe weather sweeping across parts of the southeast has damaged scores of homes and spawned a number of possible tornadoes. The storms are being blamed for at least four deaths. In Auburn, Alabama, people are clearing down trees from a mobile home park. Stacy DeGeer, who's a student at Auburn University, says her mobile home was almost completely devastated.
There are two trees in my house. Pretty much everything from here back is destroyed.
Severe weather also knocked out power to thousands of homes. This is NPR News. Authorities are questioning a 21-year-old man arrested in Pennsylvania in connection with rifle shots fired near the White House last week. One official tells the Washington Post the suspect hates the president, hates Washington, and hates society. Pennsylvania State Police spokesman Brad Shields says the man was arrested at a motel after employees tipped off police.
Secret Service and or the FBI had contacted them within the past few days and alerted them to the fact that the subject had been there in the past.
Investigators say the man fired an assault rifle, cracking a window in the first family's living quarters at the White House. The president was not there at the time. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu faces questions from a House panel today. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports Chu and his agency are under fire for their handling of a $500 million federal loan guarantee to Solyndra, a failed solar panel manufacturer.
Secretary Chu has said the Energy Department subjected Solyndra's loan and the renegotiation of that loan to customary rigorous review. But Republicans investigating Solyndra point to email correspondence they say contradicts Chu. They say the Obama administration tried to speed the loan process along for its political benefit and to highlight its clean energy initiatives. Solyndra has become an embarrassment to the administration and a rallying cry for its opponents. In written remarks released yesterday, Chu plans to defend the loan program to the subcommittee, saying, quote, "When it comes to the clean energy race, America faces a simple choice. Compete or accept defeat." Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Police in New York are bracing for large groups of protesters this morning. Demonstrators are marking the start of the Occupy Wall Street movement 2 months ago. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.